L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Conrad Black, Lord Black, distinguished biographer, in Toronto. There is an election underway in Canada. Canada, our best and closest ally, Canada participating in the Afghanistan episode, assigned Kandahar. Canada has right now personnel in Afghanistan or leaving Afghanistan, medical and NGO personnel. So Canada very much watches what's going on in Kabul, which is fog of war. Many casualties, many military casualties, many Afghan casualties, unknown. However, we can speak to how the Afghanistan tragedy now is part of the campaign in Canada. It's a five-week campaign for Mr. Trudeau, calling a snap election. His opponent is Aaron O'Toole, who is a conservative and is little known outside of Canada. Conrad, you write most recently in the National Post that the Afghanistan story is part of the stumble, early on stumble of the Liberals, Mr. Trudeau's party, in its campaign for a majority. He has a minority government now. What is Afghanistan? What is the Afghanistan tragedy to the people of Canada? Good evening, Conrad.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, it's nothing like as grave a problem for Canada as for the United States, because we had withdrawn all our military personnel some years ago, but there are a substantial number of Canadians, as you said in your intro, in country who obviously are under some threat now, partly because they assisted Canadian military forces when they were active there, but partly just because they are foreigners trying to work on that realm of activity in Afghanistan now, but come to an end where they were trying to produce progress and modernization in many ways and provide social assistance and material infrastructure assistance. And all of these people are under some level of threat. Now, the government, to be fair, got two planes over there and did withdraw some of them, but many are left. We're not exactly sure how many. And you know, Canada's a long way back in the queue behind the United States of people on the evacuation roll, since we haven't had combat forces there for some years. But Canadian government issued confusing and to some degree contradictory statements about the status of Canadians there. So it has been an embarrassment and is a matter of concern. But it's not a boiling hot political issue here as it is in the United States, for obvious reasons.
The record is 159 Canadian Forces personnel killed in action since 2002, many more wounded. How does this change the direction, or does it change the direction of the campaign?
Well, it was a government of the other party that committed to Afghanistan, the Stephen Harper government, the previous prime minister and a conservative. So it now appears that the entire effort there hasn't achieved very much, but that would not be laid at the door of the present government. But I think how it affects the campaign is that if Trudeau gets the people out, it will not cost him anything in votes. If there is a fiasco where he doesn't get them out and a significant amount of human damage is done, even just a family or two who we were trying to extract and who were retained and badly treated or even barbarously treated, that would be a problem for the government. But no such thing has happened, and you know, all sane people hope it doesn't happen.
The election's underway. There's turmoil in the world. We're in a pandemic. How do the polls look, Conrad?
Well, the government called the election when it didn't need to. It had two more years, and it wasn't in any danger, even though it's a minority and a four-party parliament, you're not normally in any danger if you're the leading party. They called the vote clearly because they claimed they needed a majority to take drastic measures post-pandemic. Nobody believes that that was any real excuse for calling an election. And so, and they got off to a rocky start with contradictory statements. And so right now the polls are even. You know, they called an election to get a majority, and as of today, they'll be lucky to come in first. But it's all to play for. Now, you know, we have short-term elections here. Election day is September 20. So we're only, what are we, a little over 3 weeks away. But right now, it's dead even and level, you know, even betting who's going to win.
Introduce us to Aaron O'Toole, leader of the Conservatives.
He, as I wrote some weeks ago, he has the distinction, if that's what it is, of being the first leader of his party that I have never known, not met, since the man who retired from that position in 1945, a year after I was born. But seeing him as a person sees, a public personality like that. He's a self-made man from a small town originally, joined the armed forces, worked his way up to being a junior officer, took continuing education through the armed forces, and then went on to become a lawyer and was a practicing lawyer and elected a member of parliament. He was Minister of Veterans Affairs in the last Conservative government. He's a solid. He's sort of your average American's picture of an average English-speaking Canadian of middle age. He's a solid, physically solid and intellectually solid, unexciting but sound common sense person. And he's off to a good start in the campaign. He speaks quite well and is quite bilingual. And he has a few interesting policy ideas. He's a kind of a man fitting in there as a centrist and a sort of moderate middle centrist in all respects.
You remind me of how you've characterized Canada and Aaron O'Toole the same way.
He would be very recognizable as a Canadian.
The policy disputes, do they exist? You mentioned taxes with Mr. Trudeau.
There are quite a few that exist. Taxes is one. Elements of the Constitution are one. Aspects of the welfare system are one. The healthcare system and adjustments to that. And that's certainly an issue that affects everybody. There are legitimate issues. The Liberals are a left of center, but not far left party, and the Conservatives are dead center, slightly left of center. But we have five parties, and none of them is to the right of center.
Is China a story? You have two Canadian citizens who are being persecuted by the Chinese, one Canadian citizen sentenced to death, and it all turns on Huawei. Does that come up in the campaign yet?
It does. Yeah, it does. There is a fair amount of criticism of what the government's handled it, and it's not the leading issue, but it is certainly there. And I think the leading issue after two terms is this prime minister's personality, and is rather sort of. He conveyed a sort of Peter Pan notion of a very young man full of optimism and goodwill that you want to like, but opens up doubts about whether he really knows what he's doing.
You've written repeatedly about the disappointment in the distribution of the vaccine and about how Trudeau has handled the virus. Is that a general criticism?
I don't think the Conservatives have made as much out of it as they could, because Trudeau managed to keep the lead in the polls on that issue because of the low fatality rates. I think it is emerging as a bit of an issue now. We don't have the move to remask and all that sort of thing that you've got in parts of the United States. If we get into any of that, then I think it will blow up in Trudeau's face. But as of now, we're still coming down from the big closing and easing conditions rather than replacing controls.
We just have a 30 seconds. Is Canada given to surprise elections? In other words, turning on a leader because things are unsettled. Is that a tradition?
Yeah, it has happened. And what you do get in Canada is leaders starting with a very strong mandate and after 8 years or so not being popular.
Right.
Now, Justin's only been in 6 years, but in all of my lifetime, nobody has held the affections of the Canadian voters for more than about 6 or 7 years.
Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer in Toronto. The Canadian election's underway. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.